I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Our scripture reading today is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him in love. He destined us for adoption as His children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise of His glorious grace, He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace He lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, He has made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward the redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. And may the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His word.
Thank you, Jim. This is a very important reading that Jim just did for us. It relates to something we rarely ever talk about, but we need to talk about more. And that's spiritual blessings. Some people call it spiritual gifts. We'll go with spiritual blessings for today. But how many blessings can you think of in your life? What do you consider to be a blessing? We may have a different view of what a blessing is. Looking over your lifetime, can you identify the blessings you have witnessed for yourself and for others? Do you think a baby being born is a blessing? A person who is suffering from a terminal illness, a blessing? How about you or your children getting married? When you got married or your children got married, did you think of that as a blessing? Are there divorces that are a blessing? A blessing can cover a wide range of life events, good weather, good crops for a farmer, a lucrative business deal. Even getting what you want for Christmas can be a blessing. I know, Seth thinks it's a blessing. He loves Christmas. Looking at our scripture for this morning, we read that Paul speaks of blessings, but of a different nature. Paul speaks of spiritual blessings, and that is something many of us often fail to recognize in our lives, and it's something that Jesus was pointing out to His disciples always. Look at the blessings around you. Here's a list of some spiritual blessings. This comes straight out of Scripture. We were chosen by God before the creation of the world. It's a blessing. God sees us as holy and blameless. We are adopted as God's sons and daughters through Jesus. God extends His glorious grace to us through His Son. We have been redeemed through His Son. God forgives our sins, past, present, and future. What a blessing. We have access to God's wisdom and knowledge. God marked us with the seal of the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing our inheritance in heaven. Interestingly, as these blessings are listed and true, there are those who argue with these blessings, depending on your denomination. Some people would actually argue some of this isn't true, but it's in Scripture. If another way of spelling out, if there is another way to spell out the seven spiritual blessings, also called gifts, we'll try this. This comes from Saint Anselm. and some others throughout history, but this is what they listed, how they listed spiritual blessings. They called it the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and as we all know, seven is a pretty important number in Scripture. Number one, wisdom. Wisdom is considered the first and the greatest gift, blessing, that we can inherit. Understanding. Understanding helps us relate all truths to one's supernatural purpose. Here's a shocker for you. If you haven't heard this, and again, it's in Scripture, God considers you supernatural. Did you think about that one? Counsel. Counsel functions as a sort of supernatural intuition to enable a person to judge promptly and rightly, especially in difficult situations. Fortitude. This is my favorite. Fortitude is often identified with courage, but St. Aquinas takes its meaning to also encompass endurance. Knowledge, the gift of knowledge. Now, some of you may have thought wisdom and knowledge are the same. Those are two different things. You can have knowledge and not have any wisdom, and vice versa. Knowledge, the gift of knowledge allows one as far as humanly possible to see things from God's perspective. It allows us to perceive the greatness of God and His love for His creatures through creation. Piety. Piety accords with reverence. A person with reverence recognizes his total reliance on God and comes before God with humility, trust, and love. And last, but certainly not least, fear of the Lord. Now, in biblical sense, fear of the Lord is akin to wonder or awe, to have respect for God. Doesn't mean that you run when you see Him. Doesn't mean you run if you hear God's voice, although you might want to. But it talks about the majesty of God. Now, if you have never been told this, as I said earlier, the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins makes us supernatural. Now, notice when I spoke of understanding, there is that part that says understanding helps one relate all truths to one's supernatural purpose. Why would you be supernatural? Any guesses? Well, because Jesus commissioned us and said, you and I, Jesus, have a supernatural purpose. And if we are true believers, we should have a supernatural intuition wherein we can see the truth God has given us. For example, not to hate someone just because they're not like us. Not to turn on people who trust us. God has given us this truth in the Gospels. When we find ourselves in difficult situations, it is then that we should rely on God. Our supernatural ability should provide us with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us see the will of God in any situation. During the 30 Years' War in the 17th century, German pastor Paul Gerhardt and his family were forced to flee from their home. One night, as they stayed in a small village inn, homeless and afraid, his wife broke down and cried openly in despair. To comfort her, Gerhardt reminded her of Scripture promises about God's provision and keeping. Then, going out to the garden to be alone, he too broke down and wept. He felt he had come to his darkest hour. Soon afterward, Gerhardt felt the burden lifted and sensed anew the Lord's presence. Taking his pen, he wrote a hymn that has brought comfort to many. Here's the words to that hymn, and an interesting note on this hymn, and Beth may know this. This hymn was in our hymnal back in 1971 and was removed. We don't have it in there today. Give to the winds. Give to the winds thy fears. Hope and be undismayed. God hears thy sighs and counts thy tears. God shall lift up thy head. Through waves and clouds and storms he gently clears the way. Wait thou his time. So shall the night soon end in a joyous day. having found himself in a really bad situation, his family displaced and everything turned upside down, he came to the conclusion, here's the time I need to rely on God. Sometimes it is when we bottom out, so to speak, that is, begin to doubt God, lose faith, be fearful, that we sense anew the presence of God. All too often, we forget God doesn't take anything away from us, but is with us when something or someone is taken away from us. This Jesus promised us. Remember these words? And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. I would consider that a spiritual blessing. The Spirit of God, God's Son, is with us to the end of the age. This came from someone who was nailed to a cross, who was beaten, and who died for our sin. And then says, "I'll be with you till the end of the age." He knew God. And he knew that God did not abandon him. And you might also remember when he was hanging on the cross, he began to quote Psalm 22. And many people have doubts about that because, you know, when he starts out saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You got to finish the psalm, which he didn't get a chance to do. It ends in praise of God. It's a very uplifting psalm. It starts out kind of dark, but it ends up very good. As we think of spiritual blessings, we hopefully are thinking of God's love for us, even in our darkest hours. For it is there where fortitude comes into play. Fortitude, courage in adversity. Fortitude. If we're in pain or adversity, it takes fortitude to get through it, as did Jesus. Do you, we, have fortitude? The ability to have courage while in pain or adversity, when things don't go our way, things don't happen as we'd like for them to, do we persevere? Do we get through that? I'm going to ask you a question here. And I know some of you may actually know the answer to this. Here's your baseball trivia question. Who is Clint Courtney? Does anybody know who Clint Courtney is? Oh my. Well, if you don't know, don't bother requesting the answer from Cooperstown, New York. Clint never came close to making it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In fact, it's very doubtful his picture appeared on any bubblegum cards. This guy wasn't a legend in his own time, not even in his own mind. He was only a memory maker for his family and a few diehard fans who were inspired by his tremendous fortitude. Clint played catcher for the Baltimore Orioles in the 1950s. See, that's why you didn't know the answer. None of you are old enough to remember the 50s. During his career, he earned the nickname Scrap Iron, implying he was hard, weathered, and tough. Old Scrap broke no records, only bones. He had little power or speed on the base paths. As for grace and style, he made the easiest play look rather difficult. But armed with mitt and mask, Scrap Iron never flinched from any challenge. Batters often missed the ball and caught his shin. Their foul tips nipped his elbow. Runners fiercely plowed into him, spikes first, as he defended home plate. Though often doubled over in agony, I'm sorry. Though often doubled over in agony and flattened in a heap of dust, Clint Courtney never quit. Invariably, he'd slowly get up, shake off the dust, punch the pocket of his mitt once, twice, and nod to his pitcher to throw another one. The game would go on. Scarred, bruised, clutching his arm in pain, but determined to continue. He resembled a POW with tape, splints, braces, and other kinds of paraphernalia made him look like he was wounded. Some made fun of him, calling him a masochist, insane. Others remember him as a true champion because he persevered. By the way, Courtney was from Hall Summit, Louisiana, and hit the first home run in Memorial Stadium on opening day in 1954. But what people remember about Clint Courtney, who died of a heart attack at age 48, was his fortitude. When we look at spiritual blessings and we look at what we've done in our lives, the question is, how well have we persevered through the hard times? And when it comes to blessings, do we look at the blessing or do we look at what was bad? When we lose a loved one, when I lost my dad, my mom, my mom and aunt within a very short time, I can either look at, I've lost them, I can't believe it, I'll never see them again, or I can look at it at, I thank God that they walked this earth and I had them. Even for a short time, at least I had them. And that's a blessing to have them in your lives. There's other situations we find ourselves in. We lose a job. We weep over the job. We want to give up. We don't want to go forward. And the next thing you know, we find a job that was better than the one we had. It's real easy to go down into the dumps. But with a spiritual blessing, the blessing of fortitude, the blessing of going forward and remembering who God is and what God can do, you can look past what has happened to what will happen and say, thank you, God, for being with me to the end of the age. God has given each and every one of us spiritual gifts, spiritual blessings, every one of us. Of those blessings, those gifts, do you have the courage to use them? To use your supernatural power? And connect to God and say, God, help me through this. Because I want to go beyond this and go on to new things and do better and have a better life. And that's supernatural. Imagine not having anyone or anything. What if you didn't have God to talk to? What if you didn't have friends, a blessing from God? What if you didn't have family, a blessing from God? What if you didn't have people that you could turn to and that you could talk to and that you could allow yourself to go through hard times and get feedback and get help and get compassion? Those are blessings. But again, all too often, we want to look at the bad and dwell on the bad, but there's something up ahead. There's always something up ahead. And when people come in for counseling, they say, what do I do? I just want to give up. And then we have to go through what they do have, because you haven't lost everything. If you lost everything, then God wouldn't be with you, and God is with you. Lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. So when Paul writes this letter, when Paul talks about spiritual gifts, spiritual blessings, Paul is saying, look beyond the natural, go to the supernatural, to God. And to you, because you're full of the Holy Spirit. You may not realize it, but the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and Paul says your body is a temple. What do temples hold? Well, in our case, the temple holds God. God lives in each and every one of us. And there is never a time, no matter what happens, that God is not with us. Amen. Let us pray. God, as we go boldly into 2020 and beyond, may we seek understanding from you. May we seek your wisdom and knowledge. May we help build the body of Christ, build a better world, and make us more devout and understanding that even when bad things happen, good things are still around us. And you live within us. May we always rely on you, give you thanks and praise, and our love and devotion, for we ask this in your holy name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.